22 minutes away from 8. The tourism minister, of course, has reignited this tipping debate, arguing that service is good here, but a bit of cash incentive may well improve matters. So is tipping the answer to improving the tourist and hospitality experience or not? Hospitality New Zealand's Dylan Firth is with us, along with ETU organiser Jill Ovens. Morning to both of you.
Morning.
Dylan, is a simple concept a good idea or not?
Yeah, I think so. Tipping's great. I mean, it adds a bit of value to the experience for the worker, and why not reward something good behaviour, I guess.
And how much of it goes on, do we know? Do we have a sense of it?
Look, I don't think there's any measure at the moment of what's going on, but I definitely think it's increasing. You're seeing, especially in high-end restaurants and things like that, Auckland market is quite common. We've seen about a 26% increase in American tourists in the last year, so that may have something to do with it.
And the problem is we run this jar system, don't we? You can't actually tip that easily in this country to Bob, who served you well.
Yeah, I think that's probably the traditional way of doing it. Definitely a lot of bars and cafes still have the tip jar system, but more and more in restaurants style environments, you'll go in and you'll still be able to, you can actually tip on FPOS machines now if you wish to, and people do hand over cash at the end of the meal or even leave it on the table, which happens from time to time.
Where are you at this with Jill? Are you vehemently opposed?
Well, I think the tipping jar system is quite good because it actually acknowledges that the people in the kitchen also contributed to the experience. So it's not just the waiting staff. And so what traditionally would happen with those tips in the jar is that they get distributed amongst all the staff, not just the waiting staff. The other problem is that you don't actually see what you got as a tip directly because, as Dylan said, it's mostly done by credit card these days, where you're just putting an extra amount on the bill. And, I spent a lot of time in the States last year, and I lived there for 10 years, and I could say that, you're mostly just putting 20% on. That means that the consumer is actually subsidising the very low wages that the hospitality staff get in the state.
I think that's probably where we're sort of most of us sit, isn't it? Tipping in and of itself, Jill, isn't a bad idea, but you don't want to get to the American situation where it's not actually a tip anymore, it's just part of the bill.
That's correct. I mean, I was even chased once as I left a hotel because I didn't tip the guy that merely took my bags from the front door to the taxi.
Yeah.
He chased me down the hotel entrance. I mean, you don't want to get to that situation.
You do not. Dylan, has the hospitality industry semi-wrecked it with this credit card thing in the sense that America, I suppose, is very much cash society, so therefore you can flick a few bills someone's way? Credit card brings in a whole different dynamic, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it does. The card system is pretty common here, just kind of the nature of the way our economy works. But I think there's nothing wrong with having the option to tip. I mean, it's a simple choice. You say yes or no. And that's the thing. No one's asking for it to be mandatory. And I don't think we want a system like the States. And I was over there this year. You feel obliged to tip someone, and you're actually not going to get best service when someone expects a tip. So when you're in a system and go, hey, look, I got exceptional service, I believe that somebody should be tipped for that.
Yeah.
Now, you don't have to do it. It's a choice. And the argument that low wages are going to be subsidised by tipping, I think it's just not something that's going to happen in New Zealand if we keep it to the system of not mandatory for good service. Wage growth in hospitality has actually increased by about 4.5% in the last 5 years, which is more than any other sector. So it's not that we're keeping low, we're trying to grow the wages. We're not going to try and do it through tips, and I don't think people are going to expect that.
And I think that's fair, isn't it, Jill, in the sense that the wages here would not fall based on the fact that tipping could never be a subsidy, it would be more a reward.
But the reality is 4.5% over 5 years is pretty much zero. It's not a huge increase in wages, and our hospitality staff are on low wages. So
yeah,
the better thing to do, we're in the middle of a tourism boom. We've had 3.6 million visitors in the last year. Some of those profits should be going back to the workers in higher wages so that they get a living wage.
Is part of the problem, Dylan, we don't have a service culture in this country? In other words, many of the people in the industry don't see it as a career. It's more a sort of a fill-in job until they find something better to do.
I think traditionally that has been one of the aspects of it, and we're actually starting to see good growth in the kind of tertiary sector of study around hospitality and chefing and things like those positions. So we are seeing better results there. But what we do need to see is, you know, that kind of international experience that people have, and a lot of the migrant workers do bring here when they come, and we get that management level to kind of say, hey, you know, this is a career. You can get into a whole lot of great, you know, interesting roles. It doesn't just have to be a waiter or a server. There's management positions, just like any business, there's marketing, there's all sorts of great things. So, you know, people need to look at it and go, hey, this is really viable. And I think, you know, wage growth is part of that, and that will happen as more people come towards the sector. But, you know, as Jill was saying, it's not happening, it's nothing. Well, it's actually the largest growth of any sector. So I think you have to say that there is some growth there, and that is on the back of tourism growth.
All right, guys, appreciate your time very much. Dylan Firth and Jill Ubbins with us this morning. Maybe we'll see service in this country eventually, like we are at long last seeing the trades. It's a very viable, long-term and prosperous career. 17 to 8. Hosking. Last week we...